In math class on Friday, June walked up to Gregory and said, "I think you were really brave to take on Jordan." Gregory hadn't expected her to say that. Then she added, "Brave and a little foolish." But she was smiling, and he smiled, too. He suddenly felt a lot better, until she offered to give him some basketball pointers. Basketball lessons from a girl he liked? That would be totally embarrassing. Gregory dragged himself home. He logged onto his computer and saw there was an email from Robomation magazine. There, on his computer screen, appeared some much-needed good news. His story had won first prize in the magazine's contest. First prize was a robot likeness of him. To claim the prize, Gregory needed to send in a current photo. He figured that meant he would get a battery-powered toy robot that rotated its head and said three monotone sentences. It would probably be defective and break after a week. On the sheet of how he wanted the robot programmed, Gregory put down, "A superstar athlete with a quick wit." Chapter 3. Me, Robot? A week later, the doorbell rang. When Gregory opened the door, he thought he had mistakenly entered a dressing room filled with mirrors. Standing in front of Gregory Rollins was an exact replica of Gregory Rollins. "On behalf of Robomation magazine, let me congratulate you," said Robot Gregory. "I am your prize. Or you may say that you are your prize." Gregory pulled Robot Gregory inside. The robot looked just like him. He felt soft and fleshy like a real person, too. He even sounded like Gregory, if a bit more polite and distant. "Are you really me?" asked Gregory. "I look like you and sound like you," explained Robot Gregory, "but I act just as you programmed me."